Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bed podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 27th, 2022. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is, well, this week, an incredibly happy Gordo. How are you doing, Gordo?
Never been better. Looking forward to all of the recap and the discussion.
Ah, that's why you looked so happy. It was based on the actual podcast. I thought you were just pulling a funny face for me doing the introduction.
No, I mean, I do that.
That's what you look like when you win 4 out of 4. I've just never seen it before.
No, that's it. Yeah, it's unusual.
Amazing. We'll get to the recap soon, but let's introduce our guest from last week. You all know him, Mr. Dave Greenfield. How you doing, Dave?
Yeah, not bad, guys. Thank you. Congratulations, Gorda. I can't believe people doubted you last week.
This is a slight sidebar in the intro. I was just playing golf with my brother who listens to the podcast every week. And he was like, I can't believe the worst fucking bit you've ever got to the podcast came in. He's like, there was no reasoning and you don't deserve it. Great. That's like, good to be on site.
That's your 8 out of 10 luck factor that we were talking about last week. You know, that's, you know, you pull one of them, no reasonings, and of course it sails in. Let's get to it then and recap quickly how we got on last week. My banker, horrible again. I backed Rangers away at Hibs and they were 2-1 up until a stoppage time Hibs equalizer and the game ended 2-2. I think Rangers ended up with 9 men as well. Like, it was just a bit of carnage there. But once again, Hibs scoring deep into stoppage time to get a draw has bust one of my weekly selections. Man, I hate
Rangers.
Hibs.
your bogey banker team, man. I think that's a couple of times they've been in the banker slot and they've lost for you. Like, you don't lose many bankers
The course of like 5 years. Yeah. I think that's the second time they've done it. But it was the nature of it and the fact it was Hibs and the fact it was like late in the game in stoppage time again. It didn't even get an early payout because they were never 2-0 up either, which, you know, that would have been fine. I don't mind seeing a Rangers game end in a draw if they're, you know, if I'm paid out already. I'm not exactly a fan. So, yeah, not a good start for me this week on the bankers. G-Man.
Easy banker for me. It was one of the last games that kicked off. This was Napoli versus Monza, and I was really I am pro Napoli now for hopefully winning the league in Italy. They won 4-0. The boy I was talking about scored 2. Kvaratskhelia, I think the guy's name is. He's a Georgian national, but he, 22-year-old, they signed from like some Georgian team and straight into the first team and banged in. Like, his first couple of weeks, he's been scoring, so one to watch out for. But a 4-0 win, it's paid out after 45 minutes. So good result in there. And Dave, what about you?
Yeah, it's my banker was a loser this week. Was a surprise one, really, but it was Bonnie Rigg against Albion Rovers, and Bonnie Rigg ended up losing this game 2-0. So Albion hadn't won all season, but they managed to get 2-0 away. There was no goal in the 22nd minute. They put Albion in the lead, and then Bonnie Rigg just couldn't get back into the game, and they completed the scoring on the 85th minute. You don't really get much stats on flash score for Scottish League 2, so that can't really tell you if Bonnie Rigg bossed the game or not, or Albion did, but, you know, no, 2-0 win there for Albion, so we're lucky this week with the bankers.
Losing to them, I guess, is actually okay. We very rarely lose banker bets, so losing two in the same week is actually fine, because I put them on as a treble, so hopefully that's out the way. You know, if we lose one, we might as well lose two. But well done, Gordon. Solid start for you this week. My value pick wasn't much better, unfortunately, in the Japanese J-League. had Kashima away at Shonan. Better than evens. Just seems like such a good price. The game ended 1-1. They had the lead, but of course they conceded an equaliser. Not as late as Rangers did. This was 15 minutes from time. But still, annoying to have had the lead again and to have ended up with a game that finished in a draw.
We then roll the dice onto my pick, where I get the complete opposite of Andy. This was a Gysynyspor versus Kayseripasa, and in a 90th minute, 1-0 winner for Gysynyspor, and Riyad Basic, or Basic, was the saviour that I was looking for there. I know that some of the guys had backed it in the group as well, so well done, Martin, for stringing together some of the picks that, you know, the winners in the group. It's nice to see that, but a 1-0 win based on a 90th minute goal is, you know, one notification, all I need.
That's what the podcast is for. It's for listening along and then seeing what you like as a listener and picking the best from the smorgasbord of stuff we put out there.
I've backed them before, I'm sure.
the Swedish third league.
They were playing against, I think, Djurgården a couple of weeks ago in the cup. Dave, what
do
you have then?
Yeah, so this is my best pick of the week, and this is Shrewsbury and to Ipswich. And I liked Ipswich, and Ipswich won this game quite comfortably, 3-0. 1-0 through to the half-time. Chaplin made it 2-0 in the 52nd minute, so he was paid out by then. And then Caden Jackson completed the scoring, but... you do get some stats from a flash goal for League One. And the best one I found was Ipswich actually completed 459 passes from 559 attempted passes, which I thought was great. They absolutely bossed it. I think they're definitely, you know, ones to watch out for the title this year.
Hopefully they can string it together. They love a strong start, don't they? They love it. Yeah. Great pick though. 3-0 win in the value slot. Great.
Well done, boys. 2 out of 3 on the value picks for the show. Moves us on to the outsiders. And mine was in the German Bundesliga. 5-2 for a home win for Union Berlin against Leipzig. And if you'd backed that, you would have been paid out as a winner after just 38 minutes when Union went 2-0 up. They ended up winning the game anyway, so it came good at all bookies. Union Berlin 2, RB Leipzig 1. 5-2 for a home win there. It just seemed ridiculous odds.
I like that. So, liked that pick last
week. Yeah, you did. Yeah. You said that last week. You did say you liked it. I obviously liked it. Great result. 5-2 winner. And Union will be good this season. I mean, they were only 1 point behind Leipzig after all of last season. There's no reason they should be 5-2 underdogs at home.
They're the complete opposite of Leipzig as well. They don't play raking, long expansive football. They play very narrow. They score from set pieces. They keep it tight. Like, they're, you know, if you put those teams against each other as well, they're not going to concede lots of goals. They might concede lots of goals to Bayern Munich, but they're not going to do it to Leipzig, especially when they've lost half the guys.
They are also the exact opposite of clubs in terms of ethos.
Yeah, that's it. And age.
Union fans hate everything about Red Bull Leipzig and the corporateness of them. So, yeah, a good battle, but a good win for us.
I got my outsider in, not comfortably. This was Laval versus FC Metz, and I fancied that as a draw. It was 2-0 to Metz, 24 minutes in. It then was 1-2. I thought, great, they're back into this. Then 3-1 to Metz. Then Metz got themselves a wee man sent off, which really helped us out. Two goals from Laval brought it back to 3 each. Metz got another man sent off, and then the game ended. So 11-5, 21-10, depends where you got it. But I was, myself and Andy were sitting as this was coming in, and I'd had quite a good day already. And you get a feeling that I was like, this is just going to happen. Like, I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's coming in. And it did.
That's the exact opposite. I get the feeling when my team like 3-0 up that they're somehow going to throw it away. And of course they do it. Man, to live your life, Gordon.
It is excellent. So that was a really good result for the outsider there. But I think the most unjust pick of the week is the one coming up. So Dave, what were your outsider?
Yeah, sadly we couldn't get that treble in. We came close. So it was Everton against Forest, and I like Forest at 3-1. Game ended up finishing 1-1, but Forest took the lead in the 81st minute through Brennan Johnson. And I'm there thinking, it's coming in. It's going to be a great one this is going to be. And then I just couldn't hold down. Damari Gray got the equaliser in the 88. Pretty even game by all accounts and the highlights I've seen. Forest just about shedding possession. But yeah, like I said last week, I don't think many teams should be 3-1 going away to Everton.
Just, yeah.
No.
It's a good pick. It's a good pick, and you're definitely on the right side of it. Just unfortunately didn't hold on, because an outsider treble is serious money like, for me. Backing it as a Trixie. So I still got a good return with 2 out of 3. But oh, so close to the 3 out of 3. Three really good picks this week in the outsider column. And that takes us on to the charity treble. And I picked a very early game. It was Friday morning in the Japanese J-League for Nagoya against Jubilo Iwata. And Nagoya scored after 20 minutes and then just saw the game out 1-0. So the first leg sailed in.
Leg two? Well, actually, technically leg three was mine. But leg...
Do you want to go last?
Yeah, you go. You go, Dave. Well, how was your pick?
So sadly, my pick was a loser, but it was Reading against Middlesbrough, and I like Middlesbrough. Reading ended up winning this game 1-0. Took the lead on the 28th minute, and Borough just couldn't, I don't know what's going on with them, they just can't score. They had 73% possession, 60 dangerous attacks, 16 attempts, but only 3 on target. Think I'm going to stay away from them for a while. I did have a look yesterday to see what odds there were for the title, because I thought they've dropped a bit. I might back them again because I think they are going to come good. But they're still only 10-1 for the title. So I think people, they're obviously still fancied, but I think they're just going to find the best formation, the best team. But they'll come good. But I think we'll leave them alone for a few weeks until they've settled.
Well, let them work themselves back into the podcast. Maybe in a couple of weeks when you're back on, Dave, you can they'll be good by then. And then charity was dead, but I had my pick that caused quite a lot of conjecture last week for good reason. Heidenheim versus Bielefeld, and I fancied this game as a draw despite all of the available data pointing to the awards a comfortable Heidenheim win. But you get a feeling sometimes that this was going to be a draw, and I did. I really liked this game as a draw. Heidenheim were all over Bielefeld. They had 65% of possession, 16 shots to 6, 6 shots on goal to 1 shot on goal for Bielefeld. One each draw, and it could have worked out better for us as well, because there was a goal disallowed in this game. There was a red card that meant that Bielefeld had to sit in and stop trying to attack. It all came good. So 3-1, draw in there in the charity slot. Wasn't the killer. And I'll be backing it this week because it wasn't even, it's unjust.
What a result. What a result. Yeah. He's in there like some sort of 1920s ex-cop now turned private eye following down a hunch, because the hunch works better than actual evidence. And boom, there it was. Right.
Throwing
again.
The book out the window. Don't need those rules.
That's it. Got a gut feeling and it came in. 2 out of 3 in the charity, so we were close again. 2 out of 3 on outsiders. 2 out of 3 on values. Almost a mega week, but congratulations to Gordon for doing the perfect 4 out of 4. Well done, G-Man. That is what it's all about.
It's the second 4 out of 4 of this season and we're 4 weeks in. So we're pretty all right. Like, that's pretty damn good. So... obviously, great to have you on, Dave, as the, you'll obviously take us into the midsection. We'll talk about what you back in Middlesbrough again this week. It's been fantastic to have you on. Thanks for starting our season again.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, cheers, Dave. We've got a new guest coming up after the break. And Gordon mentioned the middle section. So that's something available on Patreon. So all of you listening on the normal podcast channel will hear an ad coming up soon. Whereas on Patreon, you get the video podcast and you hear us shooting the breeze about picks that we perhaps looked at but didn't quite make the show. We'll introduce our new guest, the four of us. Dave will hang around. The four of us will talk football. And Dave, I presume you'll have some picks for this weekend that you will take us through in the middle section as well.
Yeah, I've got a nice little treble for you.
Lovely. So that's www.patreon.com/tramplebet, or just search Trample Bet on the Patreon app. It's £5.50 a month. It gives something back to the show. We really appreciate it. You get the extra content. You get the video as soon as we upload it. And you also get a cheat sheet. That's all the picks written down for the week ahead, so you don't have to sit with a notepad or try and remember some of the Japanese teams or Swedish teams that Gordon's hitting out with in the second half of the show. Right, Dave. Thank you very much. We will be back after this short break with our new guest. Cheers.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back, and now on to the official picks for the weekend of Saturday, August 27th, 2022. But before we get on to that, Dave Greenfield, guest for the previous three shows, has exited the building, and we have our new guest. Welcome back, Mr. Joey Slenzak. How are you doing, Joey?
Good. How's it going, guys? I'm glad to be back.
Good to have you back.
We're good. Dave got a 4 out of 4 in one of his weeks. Gordon's just off a 4 out of 4. It's all happening here. I'm just here to do the admin.
Right. Yeah, so that means either me or you are going 4 for 4 this week, right?
Yeah, well, hey, potentially. Let's get 12 out of 12. That's always the dream. See, when we do that and turn a fiver into 70 grand, that's it. We'll just stop.
Get 400 new patrons overnight. Never replicate it. Old. Come on! That's how you go.
We'll just stop. So yeah, it's good to have you back, Joey. You know the format. You're a seasoned vet as far as the Trample Bet goes. So bankers, values, outsiders, one from each of us, and then a charity treble where £10 of our own money goes on a threefold, one pick from each of us, and all the winnings, should we win anything, goes to a charity of our choosing that we announce the following week. So let's get us up and running with the banker bets. And my banker is Saturday morning, 10 a.m. UK time, in the Japanese top flight, the J1 League, for Nagoya Grampus versus Gamba Osaka, and the home win here. Quite a high banker price of 3 to 5. So 1.6 on the decimal. Nagoya, comfortably mid-table. They're sitting in 10th place, 33 points from 25 matches played. But the bet really isn't on them. It's more against Gamba Osaka, who are joint bottom with 22 points from 25 games. And they're in horrendous form. They've only taken 1 point from their last 5 league matches. They travel really poorly. 9 points gathered from 12 away matches all season. Their last 7 away games have all been losses, and it combines to an 18-4 scoreline in favour of their opponents. Nagoya have won their last 2 home matches without conceding a goal, and Nagoya also won this fixture 2-0 last season. So I just like everything about it. And okay, Nagoya aren't exactly setting the world alight, but the bet is against Gamba Osaka, who are bad away from home and just bad in general. So the home win for Nagoya Grampus is 3 to 5.
Nice one. Well, I'll take us to a game that's maybe the last fixture of the whole weekend. I know Joey was alluding to a Monday night fixture that he'd looked at in the midsection. So almost. That's the... Yeah, I see the Japanese logo that Andy's posted there. So, I fancy Real Madrid away at Espanyol. And this is Sunday night. This is at 9 o'clock. And it's also being shown live on ITV4. They bought all the rights to the Spanish football this season. I watched Barcelona play at the weekend against, I think it was Real Sociedad. Really good coverage.
That's class. And then after it, you just keep the same channel on, you get an episode of Morse.
No, it goes straight into The World Is Not Enough.
I actually went to the cinema to see that on Monday night with Trampled Bet co-host Chris Kelly. We had a great time.
I'm sure you boys did. But anyway, so I fancy Real Madrid here away at Espanyol. Real Madrid started the season as they generally do, two wins from two, those being over, you know, guys that generally put them to the sword a bit, Celta Vigo, 4-1 away from home, and they beat, to start the season, they beat Almeria 2-1 as well. So they've played two away games in a row. I think there's something happening at their stadium just now. So they've got a third away game in a row. This is, and it's on Sunday night. Espanyol have not started very well. They drew 2-2 with Celta Vigo, and they lost to Rayo Vallecano 2-0, who aren't, you know, they were okay last season, but both teams get a man sent off before any of the goals were scored. And then Rayo Vallecano went on to win 2-0. I fancy Real Madrid here. There's not much more to say than that. I think they're a better team. They win this game at a bit. They're at 5-11 and they're away from home. Towards the end of the season, when them and Barcelona are chasing the title, they'll be a lot shorter than that in this game. So I think it's time to take advantage of some early season value. 5-11 for Real Madrid. So without further ado, I give you our second guest's first pick. Joey, would you like in the banker area?
All right. Glad to be back. And so for my banker, I'm going to take it to my spiritual homeland. And I don't think I'd properly be able to do that without bringing back one of my favorite segments from last season, the Zoom call karaoke. And this week's offering is an homage to the Lady Lionesses, who, if you have Patreon, you can see I'm wearing my my
Lady Lioness top. Yeah.
In honor of them winning the Euros this year, I figured we'd go with everyone's favorite band, ACCA. And it's not gimme, gimme, gimme a goal after halftime. It's not scoring queen. It's lay all your goals on me. And it goes a little something like, don't go wasting all your goal attempts. Lay all your goals on me. Don't go sharing your possession. Lay all your goals on me.
Good man.
I was wondering if we were going to get the whole 3 minutes but you know, just an abridged version.
Yeah. No, I figured I'd keep it short and simple because I've got a lot to get to today. But the first game that I really want to kick things off, and I thought no better way to do that than go for what I love, and that's goals. I love goals. Give me all the goals. And so we're in Turkey for Adana Demirspor hosting Umranyaspor. And I like over 2.5 goals. You can get that at 2-3. And I think that's a great price for that. And yes, we're only 3 matches into the season, but we've got Adana Demirspor on 6 points, scoring 8 goals, conceding 6. And Umranyaspor have only managed 1 point. But that 1 point was a 3-3 draw the first match against Fenerbahce at Fenerbahce. That's not a bad result. Unfortunately, it kind of went downhill after that where they lost back-to-back 1-0. But that's, we'll blame that to playing at home and expecting to have a little bit more of that possession. But I don't think it's a terrible price for Adana just to win straight up. But in this spot, I think we can bring a little more value with the over 2.5. And the reason for that is because so far this season, Adana have seen over 2.5 in 6 straight matches and 14 of their last 18 dating back to last season. And Umranyaspor have also seen over 2.5 in 4 of 5 this preseason and 5 of 8 matches to start the season. And the important part here and the key part here for me is just the pure firepower of these teams. I mean, you've got Adana Demirspor that have scored 3+ goals themselves in 3 of their last 6. And Umranya, they're also able to kind of find the net with 3 goals in 4 of their last 7 matches. And that's including 3 goals away to Fenerbahce. But the icing on the cake here for me is that these sides actually have a fair bit of historical data when they were battling it out in the second division in Turkey. And so in the 10 meetings, over 2.5 occurred in 6 of those 10. But the key there is in the 5 matches at Adana Demirspor, they saw not over 2.5, over 3.5 in 4 of those 5 meetings, with both sides scoring 2 goals apiece in 3 of those 5. The way that Adana's been kind of attacking this season is attack. They're just going for it. And so I think this is definitely a spot where Umrañaspor might be able to catch them on the break and kind of help with that contribution to get to that over 2.5. But realistically, I like this as both teams to score an over 2.5. But I think 2-3 is a phenomenal price for over 2.5 itself, with both of these teams more than capable of capitalizing on their opportunities.
I think you're completely correct. And I also wanted to say that they have Artem Dzyuba, Mario Balotelli, and Britt Assom Abalonga, which is the most FIFA lineup of let's find free agents that they can up top. So, you know, three guys that could spy in goals just now. I think it's a great bet. Over 2.5 will land, and we'll get that banker started off just right.
That's the plan. So the banker treble of Nagoya Grampus, Real Madrid, and over 2.5 goals in Adana Demirspor versus Umrañaspor works out at 2.86-1, which is pretty good for a banker treble. And I certainly like the look of that. On to the value picks for this weekend then, where we try and find something we think there's a little bit of value in. They tend to be around even money. Mine this week is bang on even money, and I'm staying in Japan, in the J1 League, Saturday at 11 a.m. For what will be an absolutely cracking game. And you'll be able to watch this. You can stream it on Bet365 and stuff. It's tightening up at the top of the J-League table. This match is third place versus fourth, Kawasaki Frontale versus the Kashima Antlers. The Kashima Antlers slightly ahead, although Kawasaki have three games in hand over Kashima and are better placed to mount a serious challenge at the top of the table against the Yokohama F Marinos. Kawasaki, favourite of the show, favourite of mine. They've got a great record playing at home against the Antlers. They've won the last four occurrences in a row. Interestingly, Joey, with all both teams to score. So they've won all four without keeping a clean sheet. Form-wise, Kawasaki have the best of it at the moment, 9 points from the last five games, whilst Kashima Antlers have only 5 points from the last five and a negative two goal difference across that period. So they've hit a bit of a dry spell. Kawasaki are starting to come into form. They're making a press for the top of the table. Now we're getting into the business end of the season, and I just think it's a really good spot for an informed Kawasaki team at home, and you'll get them at even money. Getting Kawasaki at even money against anyone in the league at home should just be taken, regardless of who it is. So I really like this spot. So home win for Kawasaki Frontale, bang on even money.
Nice one. Okay, well, I'll take us to Italy for my pick here. This is in the Serie A. This is round three, and it's Napoli away at Fiorentina. Napoli, who had backed again, or had backed last week, are on a bit of a tear so far. They're top of the league, winning their first three games, first two games on the spin, scoring 9, conceding 2, taking 6 points. Fiorentina are not that far behind them. They've drawn 1 and won 1. The win was against Cremonese, who they should be beating, and their draw was against Empoli at 0-0. So the two teams that they've picked up results against, Cremonese were down to 10 men and managed to score against them to bring it back to 2 each. And then Fiorentina scored a 90th minute winner in that game. So I'm not taking much from that. And a 0-0 draw with Empoli, where, you know, Empoli had much less of the ball, but they generated the same amount of shots on goal from their overall goal attempts in that. So I don't think Fiorentina have got much in there. Napoli, on the other hand, full of firepower at this moment. That Georgian boy they've got up front is banging them in. And I think getting them at 8-7 here is quite a big price. And, you know, I'd be expecting them to be later on in the season to have dipped below evens. That they'll be 3-5 towards the end of the year for this. So I like Napoli here. This game is on, I believe this is Saturday game. Let me just double check that. So no, sorry, it's a Sunday game. This is at 7:45. So quite a lot of my games on a Sunday this week. So another late one, but hopefully the other two value bets are in by then, and we can be sweating it on that one. So yeah, that's it for me in the value. Joey, what do you like in the value area?
All right, so for my value pick this week, I'm going to take us on a trip halfway across the world over to Andy's territory, and not quite Japan, but their neighbors. And I'm going to be in Korea for Songnam hosting Suwon City, or not Suwon City, Suwon FC in the K League. And Suwon sits sixth place on 36 points, scoring 43 goals, conceding 44. While Songnam sit bottom of the league on 18 points through 27 matches, scoring 25 goals and conceding 53. And so with six games left before the relegation slash championship split, Songnam basically need a small miracle to have any chance of really doing anything with their season, at least for the regular season. So they're pretty much trapped in that relegation battle. Hopefully they'll be able to kind of scrap their way once everything kind of kicks into the next stage. But literally they need six teams ahead of them to lose all of their six matches while they win all six of their matches and also overcome a minus 28 goal difference.
It sounds like Scotland qualifying for the World Cup. That's it. We just need to beat Holland 8-0 and hope England lose 4-0 to Liechtenstein, and we're in. That's the kind of maths that we end up doing. So yeah, Joey, I like that you've took that into consideration.
So that's truthfully a big portion of this, and that's why I like Suwon FC to win this match. And you can get that around 2.3, and I think that's great value. Suwon are in sixth place, and they're kind of literally right at that split. And the only reason why they're in the championship group right now, they're tied with Seoul. I don't know why I had so much trouble saying that just now. But they're tied on points, but for whatever reason, I think it's head-to-head that they do in Korea, so that they got the promotion. But basically, four of their last six remaining matches for Suwon come against teams in that top half or right and above it, kind of right around them. So this being the bottom team in the league, literally the worst team, this is easily one of their best chances, and this should be a must win for them. Suwon started the first half of the season a little bit slower, only picking up three wins and three draws in their first 15 matches. But since then, they've only lost twice in their last 12 matches, winning seven and drawing three of those. While Songnam have doubled their season win totals, picking up two wins in the last five, they've still conceded over half of their season goal totals in their last 15 matches. And that gulf in points, it doesn't look so bad if you look at the five-game form table. Songnam are only 2 points behind Suwon. But if you sort of back that up to the 10-game, that jumps to minus 11. So it's, I mean, even a blind squirrel can find a nut.
And hey, I had Heidenheim last week, mate. That's fine.
Exactly. And looking at the historical data, there has been both teams to score in over 2.5 in four of the last five meetings, and over 3.5. So this could be a little bit more high scoring, but I think Suwon should have the motivation and the ability and talent to capitalize on their chances and really take this advantage and kind of separate themselves from the pack.
Good, man. I like it. That's good. The first K-League pick of the year. That's we haven't had a K-League pick yet. I generally get involved in that. So good, man.
Couple of Asian matches in there, and then one from Italy. So it's wins for Kawasaki Frontale, Napoli, and Suwon FC. The treble, if you fancy the value treble, comes in at 8.88 to 1. Not bad at all. Now on to the outsider treble. This will appeal to those of you that like big odds. Well, I say treble. It's not a treble. It's just three individual picks, but you can combine them for a treble. We almost got it last week. We got two out of three. So looking for more good outside picks. And mine is in Germany on Saturday at 1 p.m. UK time for Virl versus Zwickau. Virl just been absolutely god-awful this season. Bottom of the league, okay, only played five matches, but they've also only got the 1 point, scoring twice but conceding seven times. Zwickau are in 12th spot. They have 6 points from five matches. Now, last season, Zwickau were comfortably mid-table, whilst Virl narrowly escaped relegation by just one league place and 3 points. So, and the way their form's going this season, they don't look up to much at all. They do have home advantage. I fancy this game to be more of a 50-50 coin flip than Virl being out-and-out favourites, which the bookies have them at. So the 9-4 odds on Zwickau to win this game here is appealing to me as an outsider. So that's my outsider pick for this week. Zwickau away at Verl. Odds of 9-4.
Verl is favourites in that game.
Isn't it mad? They're really, really, really bad.
Yeah, they are. They're not good at all. So I like that pick in there, Andy. I'll take you to my outsider. We had success with a draw here last week. Let's find more success in this. I'd also like to point out that I picked this game before I had a price for it, and I nailed the price that it would be prior to that. So
you
it
did.
Was 21 I've
just, so I've just been tapping away to get the combined prices of all our picks, and when I saw that at 21-10, I was like, brilliant. Gordon's nailed the exact price he thinks the draw will be.
Yeah.
Because he sent a screenshot when there were no prices up yet and was like, there's no prices, but I presume the draw will be around 21-10.
Yeah.
And it is.
Nailed on. So that's it. So let me introduce you to Racing Santander. They've just been promoted from the Liga RFEF, which is stands for something in Spain, and it's basically the third division. It's where they all play each other, and like it's like the German leagues where they have like 9 third divisions and they all play one cutthroat playoff to get into the second Spanish second tier. Racing Santander were the team that got up along with Andorra, who are just the club version of the international team. They've got quite a lot of Andorran nationals playing for them. Racing Santander versus Oviedo. In here, or Real Oviedo. I like this game as a draw. Racing Santander have not started well. They've lost both their games 2-0, but they lost to Granada, who were just relegated out of the top division. That's fine, and I don't really have any problem with that. They lost to Villarreal B in here. It was 90+2 and 90+6 were the times they conceded in this game, and it was the first game of the season. So this game was all but a draw. Right until the 90th minute, and it's been the same with Real Oviedo's games so far. They had a 1-0 win against Leganés that was scored after the 80th minute, and they lost 1-0 to Andorra, who'd just been promoted. They conceded 90+5 in that game to lose 1-0. So there's not much between these teams in here, and I think this game is really heading towards a draw. They've played a couple of times recently, so they played. Last year, I don't know if that was a friendly or in the cup. They played a friendly last year. It was a 0-0. They won, Oviedo won 1-0 prior to that. In 2019, they played. It was 1 each. The games are close, and they trend close in the kind of previous games that they've played here. If you look at Racing Santander's home form in here, the preseason friendly that they played was a 0-0 draw. I think this game will be much the same. I'd be surprised if it's high scoring. And 21-10 is the odds you're going to get on that. I think this game's going to be a draw. Quite comfortable with it. Joey, where are you for your outsider?
All right. For my outsider, I'm going to bring us back to Europe. And for this one, we're going to be in Austria. And I like Tirol, WSG Tirol against Wolfsberger. And I like a Tirol win. You can get that. I've seen it kind of fluctuating around at the books. My books have it kind of around 2.6, 2.7. But I've seen some books like Bet365 have it almost up to 2-1. And it's kind of trending in that way, at least according to the green arrows on Flash Score.
Yeah, very professional green arrows on Flash Score.
So that's the extent of my line tracking. Yeah. But I just really like Tirol here. More or less, I'm trying to fade Wolfsberger at every possible chance, because so far through this season, we've got sixth place Tirol on 7 points, scoring 8 goals and conceding 8 through 5 matches. Whereas Wolfsberger, they're rounding out the league in last place, only picking up 2 points, scoring 6 goals, conceding 12. And so the key here is going to be the fact that Wolfsberger have to play Molde in the final stage of the Europa Conference League qualifying on Thursday, which you could argue could be where Wolfsburgers had their head basically
Definitely.
The entire season.
Definitely.
Which you absolutely can't blame them with leagues like that, because being able to make it to the group stage just means so much financially, and it allows your team to actually grow and buy players. It's a novel concept. but really in the league, it just has to come down to squad depth, because they've lost all 3 of their matches following an ECL qualifier. And that's by an aggregate of 9 goals conceded to 3 scored. And 2 of those losses also came at home. So it's not like they're just playing away from home and they're just struggling. I mean, they're just struggling in general. And so having won the first leg 0-1 at Molde, I'd imagine they're going to kind of make sure, shore up the defense, kind of park the bus, make sure they qualify or at least make it to extra time, which is kind of what I'm hoping for here. I think 1-0 is a good scoreline.
As
score
long
line
as
where,
possible. Yeah, just get it, well, get
exactly,
it going.
That,
yeah.
That's definitely, I'd be lying if I was saying that wasn't part of the handicapping, but I mean, with a 1-0 scoreline, that's definitely, and especially the way that Wolfsburger kind of tried to set up in some of their matches, it could be a little cagey at first, but I mean, ultimately, Molde are just going to be throwing the kitchen sink left and right, and they definitely have the firepower to test every bit of Wolfsburger's defense. So that might make that trick a little bit trickier. But focusing back on Tyrol here, since they were promoted to the top division in 2019, Wolfsburger has only beaten them once in 8 attempts, and they have not won a single match at Tyrol with 3 losses in those meetings. And so far this season, Tyrol have not been bad. They've picked up 2 wins and a draw in their first 5 matches, and they've only lost 3 times in their first 9 matches this season. And so the biggest concern for me, for Tyrol, was how they'd handle life without their leading scorer from last season, Giacomo Vrioni.
He went to Montreal. They took him to Montreal.
He's in New England, actually. The other blue MLS team. Yeah. So I haven't seen him getting too many starts yet. They're kind of starting to bring him off the bench. But he was just absolutely sensational last season for Tyrol. And he was a massive reason why they kind of avoided that relegation spot, because they were in the relegation group. And then they ended up just going on a tear and getting into the actual Conference League playoffs within Austria to potentially qualify for the Europa League. And so the guy kind of picking up the slack there is Tim Prica. And he scored 5 league goals in the first 5 matches, and he scored in 5 straight matches to start the season, including, well, against Wolfsburg in a preseason match. Unfortunately, he blanked last time out, but we won't hold that against him. But if we look closer at some of these results, it kind of puts a bow on this nicely, because that one draw for Tyrol, they were actually up 2-0 going into the 90th minute. And then shit happens, and they got a red card and conceded 2 goals in stoppage time to Klagenfurt to draw 2-2. Whereas,
that sounds like the kind of game, Andy, were you involved in that at all?
No, not involved. Not involved at all, thankfully, but it does sound like that, yeah.
Whereas Wolfsburger, they might have been perhaps a bit fortunate to get one of their 2 draws this season after trailing twice against Altach, and then they needed a Ty Baribo goal in the 88th minute to rescue a point. And that was against literally the bottom place team last season. That was the worst team in the entire league last season. So I would hope that they've improved, but that's not great. That just really shows how much they're struggling to handle this excess game and all this like games every 3 days. It's just really tough. So given Tyrol's frailties at the back, they haven't kept a clean sheet in any of their 8 games this season. I don't think it'll be a low scoring match by any means, but given Tyrol's current form and combined with their historical form, combined with Wolfsburger's European ambitions, this is a really good spot for Tyrol to keep this momentum going. And I think that's a great price for that.
We just need a win.
Yeah.
We just need a win, and just under 2-1. That's all good. Sounds like a good outsider price. So if you fancy the outsider treble, 28.21-1 for Zwickau in the Dritte Liga, the draw in Racing Santander versus Oviedo, and then a win for WSG Zvarovsky Tyrol against Wolfsburger AC. There you go. Give them their full Sunday names. So quite a hefty outsider treble. I'll be having that as a Trixie this week. So I just need 2 out of 3 to come in, but it would be lovely to hit all 3. They're the main picks from this week's podcast. But as always, we have 1 pick left each for the charity treble. So £10 of our own money going on the 3 picks we have now as a treble, and all proceeds to a charity of our choosing. My game is on Sunday, so might be, hopefully, I might be near the end, and you know, 2 picks might already be in. So the Scottish Premiership, Sunday at 3 p.m. for Hearts versus St Johnstone, and the home win for Heart of Midlothian is 4-7. It's still early days in the Scottish Premiership season, but Hearts are fourth with 7 points from four matches. St Johnstone way back in 10th with only 3 points from their four games. Going back all the way to 2017, the teams have met at Tynecastle 7 times and Hearts have won 6 of those meetings. So 6 out of 7, and you're getting 4-7 for them when they're much better this season as well. It's just good value. And I fully expect a home win for Hearts here. So 4-7 for Hearts.
4-7 for Hearts. And just to let listeners know, Rangers have just beaten PSV away from home there. 1-0.
Good for Scottish football, that.
Good for Scottish football, that. They're into the Champions League final stages. So well done.
Good for the 5-team accumulator I had on tonight. And that's the last leg in. Lovely.
Well done. What's that? £12? £13? Was it just over?
I think it's like a fiver into 100, not 100 odd. So not too bad. I'll take that for a Wednesday night's work.
Good man. So I'll take us to France for the charity bet here. And I really like, well, it's League Two for me here. This is Valenciennes versus recently relegated Saint-Étienne. So you might have noticed in the French League, Saint-Étienne got a 6-point point deduction at the start of the season for crowd trouble. Like their fans were getting fighting the police and they ended up with 6 points off. So they're -1 points to start the season after their four games. But they got absolutely horsed last week by Le Havre at home. They got 3 men sent off in that game. So three of their players got sent off, 2 in the first half. And, you know, Le Havre just ran right through them. They've been so, so bad. They were drawing with teams they shouldn't be drawing with. They've just not been very good. And yeah, it's Le Havre running through them last week has made me pretty confident that quite a good Valenciennes team can do some damage to them here. So Valenciennes have started their four games by getting 5 points. A lot of 0-0 draws in there, but Saint-Étienne don't have the players that they actually require to win this game. They all got sent off last week in a rout. In this game, I think Valenciennes can go out and do the business here. They were larger price earlier on in the week. They're 11-8 or 17-10, depending on where you take them. So just shows you the bookies kind of don't know what's going on with this game. They've looked at Saint-Étienne as a name, I think, some of the bookies, and went, oh, they got relegated last season. They'll probably come up next year. But they haven't been very good. They get pumped last week. Let's hope they get pumped again this week. Valenciennes to win. Is it 17-10 here? Or 11-8 if you want that 2-goal payout cushion at 365. Joey, what have you got to round off the show?
All right. So I'm going to round things off with one of the first fixtures I actually ever tipped on this show. And again, I'm going to take Antwerp to have success against rivals Ghent. So with this fixture being played at Ghent, I understand it being pretty short odds on the home side, but I think they've gone just a little bit too far, and I really love taking Antwerp to avoid defeat. So Antwerp on the double chance. You can get that around 1.8. This match is kicking off on Sunday, and Antwerp sit in second place on a perfect 12 points through four matches, scoring 8 goals, conceding only 2 for the joint best defensive record of any team so far. Well, Ghent sit 4 points behind them in 7th, scoring 8 goals, conceding 5. And both sides had a successful preseason, respectively, but Ghent just haven't been quite able to get it going, having only won 5 times in their first 12 matches this season, whereas Antwerp haven't lost in 15 matches dating back to the final match of last season, interestingly, against champions Union Saint-Gilloise. It was a 1-0 win that final match of the season, so that bodes well to bring things into the new season. And 12 of those 15 matches were wins. They actually had a 7-match win streak running up into this past match against Basaksehir, but that ended up as a draw, so that kind of ruined it. But they still haven't lost, so that kind of helps us. Both sides are participating in Europa qualifiers at the midweek, and Antwerp sit level in their tie, as I just explained, with Basaksehir. However, Ghent have made a big, big mess for themselves, and they're going to have to travel to Cyprus tomorrow to try and turn around a 2-0 defeat, which was at their home, to Omonia. Saying Omonia just does it.
Yeah, they're right. They're currently managed by Neil Lennon, just to let you know. So they're currently managed by ex-Celtic and Hibs manager Neil Lennon, and they've got a whole bunch of guys that he just liked at Celtic playing for them. So yeah, it's but I think they do probably have enough to turn that around. But that's a fun Scottish football segue for you.
That is a fun one. And so just like that Wolfsberger tie, I think Ghent definitely have the firepower to at least give it a go and get one goal back. So this could also very well go into extra time. But Antwerp, and realistically, Besiktas here are the more difficult opponent versus Almunia. But Antwerp also happened to be the best team of the four of those. So realistically, they certainly should be able to avoid defeat. And historically, Antwerp has done very well against Ghent. Since getting promoted for the 2017-2018 season, they've won the last four meetings in all locations, and they've only lost once in the last 12 meetings, as well as winning four of the last six meetings at Ghent, with their only loss away to Ghent coming all the way back in 2000 in the very first match played between these sides. So at the end of the day, I just don't agree with the pricing. I think if this was a lot closer to sort of like that 2.4, maybe 2.7, maybe a little bit closer to even on each side, then you might have a bit of an argument. But at 1.8, that's just way too much value. And I love throwing that in the charity to kind of try and boost that up a little bit.
Fantastic. Good man in here, Joey. I expected nothing less than a thorough research and some games involving goals and maybe a sing-song. So you have... You've brought
delivered.
That I would expect.
Delivered on all fronts. So that's the charity treble. We have Hearts, Valenciennes, and the double chance draw or Antwerp away at Ghent. And that comes in at 5.71-1 on Bet365 just now. So hopefully just shy of 70 quid being donated to a charity next week if we can get them all. That's it. That's the show. We mentioned our Patreon channel earlier. Thanks very much to David for joining up, our newest member of the Trampled Bet Club. We'd love to have you all there. It's £5.50 a month. Search Trampled Bet on the Patreon app or go to www.patreon.com/trampledbet. £5.50 a month helps support the show, and you get some extra content, you get the middle section, you get special podcasts on the big golf events, and you also get the cheat sheet each week. That's all the picks written down, so you don't have to remember anything. And if you were to back all 12 picks, G-Man, Joey in an ACA this week is a mega 12-fold, 7,501.36-1. There you go, 7,500 to 1. Now we're talking. Let's hit 12 out of 12. We also have a Facebook group, guys. Join us on Facebook. Just search Trample Bet Podcast. Totally free to join. Come and be a member of the community. Talk to us. Do you like the picks? Do you not like the picks? You spotted something else this weekend? Come and be a part of it and let us know. Gordo, thank you very much. Another good show in the bag. Joey, thank you for guesting this week. Great to have you back, and we'll hear from you next week.
Yeah, definitely. It was great to be back. Hopefully we got some winners this weekend.
Superb. Thank you to you all for listening. We shall see you next weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.